Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Menashe. This week, we're doing a mini-series on value engineering. This is the process of saving money in a project without necessarily degrading the project in terms of quality or functionality. On yesterday's show, we talked about one value engineering optimization. We spoke about how to save money in the construction of floor systems in wood frame construction. On today's show, we're examining one example of an additional cost that's being driven by new energy codes that are permeating the building code across North America. There's no doubt that improvements in insulation will reduce energy consumption in a building. Even in my own house, I've put in more than 20 inches of insulation in the attic cavity to achieve R72, and in the walls I've achieved R32. I personally find the cost of insulating to be high. If your energy cost to heat and cool your home is, let's say, $4,000 a year, I'm just picking a number out of the air, and the additional insulation is going to cost you, say, 20% of that, then you would expect to save $800 a year in energy as a result of the additional performance of the building envelope. If the added cost of insulation is only $800, then your break even on that incremental investment is going to be 1 year. Clearly, that's a no-brainer. But if the added cost is, say, $8,000 to achieve that $800 in savings, now your break even is more like 10 years. This is where the financial modeling gets complex because those future dollars are going to be valued differently than today's dollars. And of course, energy costs in the future are also likely to be higher than they are today. Well, green initiatives don't pay any attention to that. They're permeating the industry and they're looking for ways to reduce energy consumption in buildings. And it's adding costs. There's no question about it. The energy code in many jurisdictions is also looking to accomplish the type of performance that I built into the wall systems in my own house. But in some cases, the code is prescriptive in the manner in which this is accomplished. The code is prescribing continuous rigid foam insulation to be attached to the outside of the sheathing. Typically, this extra 1 inch of insulation will give you an additional R5 of insulation value or 2 inches of insulation, an additional R10 of insulation on top of the insulation that's within the wall cavity. If the wall framing is the traditional 2x6 framing, you're usually going to get somewhere between R19 and R22 in that wall cavity. The cost of the rigid insulation can be broken down into both material and the labor to install it. Material cost is going to cost you around $1.02 per square foot for the R19 plus another 80 cents per square foot for rigid foam insulation. That would be R5 insulation on the outside. But the real cost is the added labor to install the continuous insulation. Much of this needs to be done from the exterior, often with scaffolding or a hydraulic lift. That adds about $2 per square foot. So the rigid continuous insulation adds about $2.80 per square foot to the exterior cost of the building. Now, if you can get that wall cavity somewhere up to the R25 value, you could probably eliminate the need for the continuous insulation. One of the ways that could be accomplished is by putting fiberglass bats in a deeper wall cavity. The installation cost for those fiberglass bats would remain the same. Putting R19 or R25 in the wall cavity is exactly the same effort. There's no difference whatsoever. The higher R value costs $1.36 per square foot instead of $1.02 per square foot for the comparable R19 product. See, by framing with 2x8 lumber instead of 2x6 lumber on those exterior walls, you're going to lose about 2 inches of space on the interior, all other things being equal. You're going to spend about 80 cents per square foot on more materials with the extra framing and the extra insulation, but you're going to save $2.80 for a net savings of $2 per square foot. The beauty of this approach is you're not actually losing anything in terms of performance of the building. In fact, 2x8 lumber is a little bit stronger than 2x6. The thermal performance of the building is going to be better than the previous generation of buildings, and the building will comply at least with the intent, and maybe not the letter, of the new energy code. What we're hearing is that increasingly the building inspectors are accepting this alternative solution to achieving the new energy code, or at least the spirit of the new energy code. Now, you're going to need to check with your building department and your specific building inspector to make sure that they sign off on this optimization. Now, there's no guarantee that they will accept this change. But what I'm hearing is that this approach is being more widely accepted in numerous jurisdictions. The point of this discussion is that value engineering is all about thinking creatively for ways to solve specific problems. Some jurisdictions are very prescriptive in terms of how construction details need to be done in the buildings, but then others are more flexible on how you get to the same endpoint. Most of the time, the building inspector has tremendous power to approve or disapprove the building construction details. So whatever you do, be sure to get the approval of any optimization from your building officials. Value engineering is all about pulling cost out of a project without compromising quality or functionality. As you think about that, have an awesome rest of your day. Go make some great things happen, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.